Aquaman's coming early for Christmas. Rest in peace to a comic book legend. And an update on The Flash, straight from The Flash's mouth, today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Wonder Twin powers, activate!
Activate!
Form of an ice cube tray. Now you form like a monster.
Form of
vicious dragon or something.
Gargoyles.
That's a statue. That's not a living thing.
It is living. Gargoyles.
No, gargoyle is like the statue.
The gargoyles can live.
Okay, that did not work out as good as I did, but hey, everybody, we're happy to be here. What's
I didn't
up?
Want
welcome
to, be an
to DC.
Ice cube
we're the Wonder Twins, because there's two of us.
Yeah, I know, I know.
And so
form
I got a form of.
Okay. Form
no, it's over.
Chloroform
we're not
kid.
Restarting. A what?
You've never seen the chloroform kid.
Chloroform kids? What is. Oh my, this has gone horribly off the rails. Welcome to DC Movie News. My name is Adam Gertler. To my left is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News universe, Roxy Stryer.
Heyo, and I'm trying to get our tweet out so people join us live on our YouTube Popcorn Talk right now, because obviously Adam and I are the two most organized of the bunch.
I just had such high hopes for this, and I'm like, oh, I'll throw a surprise. We'll be the Wonder Twins and not Green Lanterns.
You know
and
what's
then,
also tricky?
Like a gargoyle? Like that's a
gargoyles are amazing for sure.
Makes no sense.
And also, I'm so sweaty. Are you so sweaty?
I mean, I'm always a little bit sweaty.
It's really hot in here.
It's a little bit warm.
Gargoyle. Unite.
Batman
Wonder Twins.
On the case.
Thank you, Batmanthony. Batmanthony's gonna
ready?
Okay.
Wonder Twins in the form of
No. Too late. Too late.
Power outlets.
You know what though? If you want to study more on the Wonder Twins, you can probably find some of the back catalog watching Super Friends on the DC Universe.
That's
app.
So true.
And hey, DC fans. If you're on the DC Universe app and you're not checking out Titans, what are you doing? It's available now on DC Universe. New episodes streaming every Friday, so guess what I was doing with my morning coffee this morning?
It's actually kind of perfect for the show because you get to watch it and then come here.
I get to be a grown-ass man watching a TV show in the morning and kind of saying it's for work-ish.
Oh, 100%.
You know? I'm like...
You got to do your job.
This is what I'm doing. by the way, I love the last episode. I love that show very much. This is the first original series to launch on the DC Universe. There are many more shows to come, and thank you to all of our fans who sent in the timeline of the DC Universe original shows. It looked like you see Young Justice and Swamp Thing coming and so much good stuff.
Hey, Swamp Thing, I can't believe you just said that with a straight face and you're not like freaking out.
Well, what's so great is like even like Legends of Tomorrow is like referencing Swamp Thing, and like I just know we're getting this.
We're building to Swamp Thing.
I know, but I don't want to talk about Swamp Thing right now because that's kind of I want to talk about Titans, which follows a very young group of superheroes. Not very young.
Well, some of them are younger than others.
Some of them have fake
especially
IDs.
Especially this week.
We got Robin, or Robins, Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, and others. So, others that have been on, like the Doom Patrol.
Yeah, like Hawk and Dove.
Yes.
Like our boy Jason.
And if you're like, man, why am I going to watch Titans? I watched, you know, Teen Titans or Teen Titans Go when I was a child, but I'm a grown-up now. I'm in high school. I got things. This is a gritty take, guys.
I'm a grown-up. I'm in high school.
Yeah. Well, you think you're most grown-up in high school.
Oh, yeah,
and then
I
you
did.
Spend a lot of your post-grown-up years trying to go back to, you know, trying to regress.
Yeah, and you're right. It's completely different. It's not that song and dance kind of thing. It's very mature. The action is baller, and it's dark.
I was
going to
say,
it's dark.
I think today, and chat roll, this is the first chime in. I always said that Daredevil had the best action on TV, and I watched it. I don't know. Some of this Robin action is so good, and it's much faster.
Especially
in this
episode.
It's a little different, but they're definitely the two. I mean, I think that the Titans action might be better. This last episode, if you haven't seen the last episode, and you're like an action fan, and you don't, you know, you maybe get a little over, like, you know, I love the big budget films, but we see a lot of CG on CGI stuff, and you don't get that visceral feeling. And because this is gritty, It feels like, when you're watching Robin, it feels like this is a guy that was trained by Batman. Like,
which,
Batman is
which
so present
one?
In this show. Which one? Both! I can't wait to talk more about it. So, join the Ultimate DC membership. More info at DCUniverse.com. I don't know if they're still doing trial offers or things like that. You can save money if you get a whole year. So, just do that. And if you have anybody that even likes you a little bit for Christmas...
It's the holiday season!
Hey! How about give me a little, you know... DC Universe for Christmas.
Yeah, I feel that.
Now, that could fall under the category of TV, and we will talk more about TV.
Yeah, but I love starting off with TV time. It's like a little gift for me.
And also, I think because it's the end of the year, we're not getting a ton of movie news right now, you know, because we're very close to watching a movie.
We're gearing up for Aquaman, and it's been pretty quiet, and now I feel like after Thanksgiving, we're going to boom, baby. Oh,
yeah, because this is the week of Thanksgiving, so this is going to be Radio Silence.
And they've been Fantastic Beasts sing.
Yes, same studio.
So, I'm hoping that Aquaman's going to be better than that one.
Oh, did you see the Beasts?
I did see the Beasts.
So I am 0 for 0 on all things Harry Potter. Never read a book, never seen a movie.
You've never seen any of the, not Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter movies.
Nothing. I'm a total virgin.
Are you making a joke or no?
I'm a complete. Do you know what I'm wearing right now? Harry Potter.
Can you
virgin.
Tell what I'm wearing, or you don't even know?
Yeah, that's like the Boston Serpents. The Boston Cobras.
Yes, that is right. I'm
Syracuse Cobras. I see an S.
I am currently in a Boston Syracuse Cobras, also known as Slytherin.
I know what Slytherin is.
You are a Slytherin, so you should know. I'm a Slytherin too.
Yeah, totally. But I have never seen a thing. And every time I come close to it, nobody's like put me over the top. Like the only best things I've heard about Harry Potter are like the later movies, like the
3 and 4 are dope.
Right. So that's a long way to get to. But guys, we're not here to talk about Harry Potter. And before we even talk about DC movies, I want to talk about a man that...
a myth, a legend.
A man, a myth, a legend that was on the opposite side of DC that a lot of people will say that stoked the fires of a lot of the us against them, DC, the distinguished competition.
But he has to be mentioned. It has to be mentioned.
Everybody would mention this guy. And everybody who works in comics works on both sides. Stan Lee certainly did some stuff for DC and had a very good jovial relationship with Bob Kane. I suggest, if you haven't heard any of the interviews with Stan Lee talking about what a kind of pompous buffoon he thought Bob Kane was, please go check it out. And in light of like the fact that Bill Finger has recently gotten the credit that he deserves, it's great. And I know a lot of people think Stan Lee took a lot of credit for, you know, he was the writer, he was the creator, and he was the showman. You could say whatever you want about all the artists that, that did maybe even more to form the characters. He was the ringleader. He was the circus leader. My earliest memories of watching Spider-Man or the Hulk were introduced by his voice.
Yeah, that's very true. And he was the face as well. And there's a reason why he's the person in every MCU movie that makes that cameo. He's got this thing, this lovable thing. And again, giving other creators their due because they deserve it. But he's a standout. He just is.
You can't necessarily take away from Stan Lee because other creators were not maybe as outgoing or as, Stan, like, he didn't own the characters. He was not the big corporation. You know, say what you will. He worked for Marvel, and there were a lot of years that he was disassociated with them, and they were sad years.
Yeah.
Because I read a backlog of comics, so I knew how active he was in the pages. Stan's soapbox, which you'd read at the end. This guy was talking to the younger version of myself, and it made it okay to get into this world of comics because your sort of uncle was bringing you into it, and it made it... It just gave it legitimacy.
Yes.
And, sorry.
I was just thinking about, because I'm, the most recent cameo of his that I saw actually was for DC, for Teen Titans Go,
Teen Titans Go, which was great.
Which is awesome. Now it has even more meaning that he never, I know you were talking about Fueling the Fire, Marvel, DC, but like, he was a true fan of the medium. And so, across the aisle or not, he just wanted to be known everywhere, love everything, create characters of diverse backgrounds, of looks, aesthetics, whatever it is. And the fact that he did Teen Titans Go to the Movies is even cooler now.
Yeah, and you have to admit, he changed the way DC made comics too.
Yeah.
You know, he changed everything.
He
humanized characters.
Tons of DC characters.
And he humanized the way comic book characters were, that they couldn't just be a superpower. And that affected the entire industry. And like as I said, you have creators that have worked on both sides. So the influence of Stan Lee, I can't think of a person more influential in comic books, period, end of sentence. And what we're seeing with the MCU today, he left Marvel in the 70s, or he left writing, to go to Hollywood to try to make what we're seeing now happen. And for years, go through the history. It was... We've gone through some dark times with comic book properties coming to movies. So a show like this to exist just to give credence, not even to DC Comics, but we're here to talk about things that are going on in the movies on the DC side. To have to be so, like, such minutia to warrant a show like ours, aside from the fact that you guys would watch Roxy do anything.
Is that true, though?
I mean, and you do, if you listen to her other shows. I mean, you could find a Roxy Stryer for any category. You know, the same day Stanley passed away, my parents' stuff arrived in California. My folks just moved here from Long Island, the house I grew up in. So
they're L.A. natives.
They're
now,
in Torrance
not natives,
now.
LA.
Yeah,
wow.
Well, they're living in
residence.
L.A. So
wow,
I kid
that's
you
so
not,
lucky.
True believers. What happened that day? My comic books that I haven't been with in 23 years, since I was 18 and I left the house the first time, my something like 11 short boxes and 3 long boxes arrived. I was reunited with my comics the day Stan Lee passed away. It's
so
such
cool.
A beautiful coincidence.
What a wild, weird world it is
that
happened.
It was just so perfect. So,
you know, I'm looking at this article right now, too, in case you guys want to know more about the influence that Stan Lee had over DC, not just Marvel, because we are DC Movie News. IndianExpress.com actually did a piece about it, talking about in 2001, Stan Lee reimagined the most popular DC heroes. It was like
just
how,
imagine.
Yeah. Exactly.
If? It was like a what if, but with Stan Lee.
And so Batman, no Bruce Wayne here. Lee's Batman was Wayne Williams, an African-American.
Ooh, Wayne Williams. A little Deadpool.
Superman, real name Saladin Stan Lee's Superman, is also a Kryptonian and a member of Kryptonian police force. Wonder Woman, not Diana, the Princess of Themyscira. Lee's Wonder Woman's real name is Maria Mendoza. She's not a Greek goddess, but only a mortal. So really interesting takes on things that I definitely want to go and reimagine myself.
Well, and then in light of all the turmoil that seemed to be going on with his personal life in the past year, it's just 95 years old is a great run. And the fact is, he got to see his creations realized on a grander scale than he could have fathomed. Like I said, he dedicated so much of his life to realizing these things in multimedia. And by the way, the Incredible Hulk TV show was my first love as a child, and probably the reason why the Hulk is my favorite Marvel character.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, I would love see it because. You know I love big green monsters.
Yeah.
Godzilla, Hulk,
Swamp Thing.
Big and green is my jam. I'm a basic bitch when it comes to my
broccoli?
Love of monsters. Love broccoli. Love broccolini. Love broccoli Rob.
You would think.
Love spinach because Popeye used to get jacked when he ate spinach.
Let's be honest. You'd think you'd have a little more love for the gargoyles.
What? You mean like the cartoon gargoyles?
They're a little more greeny gray.
They're like gray statues that then become animated.
Gargoyles.
I just think that Jan would become, like, she might become like a dragon.
Wonder Twins.
Wonder Twin powers activate. Form of a glass of club soda.
Form of a yellow folder.
Nope. Not. What she would do.
I saw a yellow folder across the room.
Yeah, there's a yellow folder in the room, but that's... Okay. We have some casting news. Birds of Prey has cast Cassandra Cain. In the comics, this is, I guess, a different version of Batgirl. She debuted in 99, but it's doubtful that this actress is going to be playing Batgirl.
Well, I don't know what their plan is for future movies and what everything going on is, but Batgirl, Cassandra Cain being cast, Ella J. Basco, looks like she's about 9?
Yeah.
Like,
so this would be getting in early.
She's real early.
You can really develop this one over the next 10 years.
Yeah, but Variety reports that the last major unfilled role in Birds of Prey is now being locked, on the verge of being locked down. Young actress Ella J. Basco, who has roles on Veep and Grey's Anatomy, she's a day player on a couple different shows, will likely play the reimagined Cassandra Cain. In the comics, the character is a bit older than Basco, but Birds of Prey is reinterpreting her as a 12-year-old. In the comics, Cassandra is the daughter of assassin David Kane and Lady Shiva. She was deprived of speech and human contact during childhood as conditioned to...
Now, I know Lady Shiva because she's like one of Bruce Wayne's major martial arts influences. All throughout the continuity.
She was conditioned to become the world's greatest assassin. Cassandra grew up and become an expert of martial arts, which we were just talking about, while simultaneously remaining mute, developing very limited social skills and being illiterate. So we'll see if that's what exactly they're doing with this. Cassandra also eventually became one of many Batgirls in the DC universe.
I'd be interested to see if she's tied into the Huntress character in Birds of Prey. I know we got Huntress, we got Black Canary, right?
Yeah, and Harley. We have Huntress, Black Canary, Harley, Black Mask, obviously, on the Black other Mask. Side of things.
Really, Black Canary and Black Mask. Mm-hmm. Just gonna do a little negotiating there.
If you want to be a scary character, they do it all of the time where just whatever it is, they just throw like an adjective in front of your name.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
What's the adjective in front of Adam?
Dark Adam.
No, you Adam, not.
Well, there's Black Adam that The Rock's going to be. Yeah. I was going to be Dark Adam.
It's going to be Dark Adam.
Oh, how about Randy Adam? Oh, wait, no. Don't want to be. That just that was a psychological slip. But, it's gotta be alliterative.
Gargoyle Adam.
What's that, Batmanthony?
Green Adam.
The Green Adam. All right. I'm the Green Adam.
But what's like a Green Adam?
I don't know. We'll worry about it later. Mm. Like a lot of great comic book characters, come up with the name, figure it out later.
I agree with that.
I think maybe I got a Green Lantern ring, but I say screw Oa and screw the lanterns. I'm a renegade lantern. I'm Green Adam. I'm out for myself.
You're a lantern? I haven't known this whole time?
Yes, but the reason I don't lose my ring is because I'm secretly so pure of heart on the inside, the ring still chooses me, even though I shun all of the Green Lantern politics.
I don't know about that.
Yes, I do know about it.
What am I?
You're the irascible Roxy Stryer.
I'm like Rock and Rocks. Rocks.
Sure. Rock. Any of those.
Rock, Rocks, Rocks, Black.
I like the irascible Roxy. I feel like that's Green something Rocks. Stan Lee would come up with. The irascible Roxy
in
Stryer.
In the chat right now, and in case you guys ever want to join us live in the chat, we're on Popcorn Tops YouTube Friday every single week, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Ish.
And Steps in Gold says, sweaty Adam.
Thank you. Yes.
Theodora says, edgy Adam.
Ooh, edgy. I don't know about that.
Doom Tribe says, Green Adam shoots broccoli out of his ring.
He's shooting broccoli.
Shooting broccoli. And also chopping it.
He's shooting. Do you have an Amazon Prime account?
I'm gonna get one now.
Do you not have one?
I use somebody else's like a Rock and Roxy.
Irascible Roxy. You're irascible. Roxy. I think that really does describe you.
Do you have one?
Of course I do. Will I don't go to stores anymore.
Will it work for me? Can I get in on your merit?
Yes. Yes, you can. Because apparently they've done this with a movie before, but Aquaman is going to be available at certain theaters to Amazon Prime members 5 days before.
So that's a lot of days.
It's a lot of days, but think about it. Like, we were talking about how difficult it was with the previous weekend, right? Right? Because you have the Mary Poppins, and then you have a week before you have Spider-Man Into the Universe. Mm-hmm. So that means for that opening weekend box office, even though you'll be able to tack on these 5 days of Amazon Prime members tickets that might pad that sort of first weekend, even though it's not technically the first weekend, it'll be a domestic gross to date. And I think there's millions of Amazon Prime members.
Do you think that Amazon's going to see a big bump?
In Prime membership?
Yep.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe that people would just join. I mean, maybe. I don't know how many. Yeah, maybe a couple hundred thousand.
Seattle KO, Adam the Sausage Maker.
It's yeah, but good. That doesn't go before.
What if you just said Sausage Adam?
Sausage Adam, yeah. I guess. Brat Adam? Verst Adam?
Verst Adam. He's the Verst Adam in all of the land.
So that's exciting to me. That's 5 days before. That's huge.
So you're going
to
do that.
I mean, I'm going to do it. I'm an Amazon Prime member. So Arclight, I know, is one. I don't know if you see the link in front of you. There's a list of the theaters. So if you just kind of Google that story, Amazon Prime screenings starting, I imagine that would be December 16th.
Wow. That's early, though.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm trying to look at it right now to figure it out because I'm. Are you going to be home already at that point?
Do you think
I'm
going to
be back. It says it's at theater chains such as Regal, Arclight, Sinopolis, Bowtie Cinemas, Showcase Cinemas, and Studio Movie Grill. It's a Studio Movie
this
Grill.
Just happened. I have to say, you know, again, you never know, but I have to think that that is not a studio that's trying to bury the movie. If you want to really drive a lot of business toward that opening weekend, this idea of a significant amount of people being able to see it a week earlier betrays a confidence in the movie, I would say.
Maybe. I don't know. 5 days earlier here, it's saying, while the screening is indeed 5 days earlier in the U.S., advanced screenings on Thursday, December 20th.
Right.
So that's not that. I mean,
so it's 4 days. 4 days to the Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I think it's still a big deal.
But if they, you know, they still in the foreign markets, we'll see when, I don't know exactly.
I think
when
some foreign markets are opening even early, before that. Me
too. So then confidence-wise, yeah, already out.
So we're going to know. So you're going to get the buzz on Aquaman very soon.
We're already getting some of the buzz.
In fact, they just had another screening. Some of you follow
El Mayimbe.
Tiffany Smith. Chat roll, let me know if you've heard. I haven't heard if they've commented or hinted. I know
they both put out saying, we have seen the movie. That is all we can say.
Okay, and they were holding tridents.
Yep, although there's this one tweet out there from Prince Ent Media that says, WB screened Aquaman yesterday at their screening room here in New York, and we can't say anything, but for what it's worth, I loved it truly. So that is saying something. In the top three DC films movies, my two are Man of Steel and Wonder Woman. It sits comfortably somewhere in between. Okay. No, I can't answer any questions.
I mean, that's good. If you put it in between those three, I don't know who this person
is or what that means.
I will say this. I know sometimes it can be a little intoxicating seeing a movie early. Like, I definitely drink the Kool-Aid sometimes when I see a movie a little early.
And as we know, Tiffany Smith and El Mayimbe are very hooked up in this industry, so I'm guessing it was all people like that. And so if you're in the WB universe and everybody's in there, everybody's cheering, and you know some of the people in the room worked on the movie and whatever, it does affect your viewing experience.
It does, but I'd say my feeling is very much leaning positive in these weeks coming up to Aquaman.
Me too, because why not?
Yeah, because why not? Right. Because I always say, like, if it's terrible, you'll have from the moment you see it for the rest of your life to acknowledge a terrible movie.
Totally.
Why not enjoy it, how great it is, before you've actually seen it?
We're hearing decent things about it, so why not be all in on it, at least at this point?
Exactly. There are also some new posters out there.
Every poster they have done, I'm just gaga about.
I'm still shocked at how much they went for the original costume.
Yeah, like, me too.
Not even a reference to it. It's straight up the original costume.
I gotta say, if I met somebody in this outfit on the street, I'd jump his bones.
That's
I never thought that in the comics, but looking at him here. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he's
gold
fine.
That gold chest, though.
Yeah, I feel similarly. As long as they didn't have a trident pointed at me.
Well, you know, some people are into that. Some sensuality.
Some people want to know, myself included, if there are any updates on the Flash movie, because this is one of those movies that has been so tumultuous in its, coming to fruition.
Yep.
We've heard that Ezra Miller's still in it. We've heard that cast members are still attached. We've had the directors, the vacation writers.
So I do have an update for you on this movie via Ezra Miller.
Was he doing press for Beasts?
He was probably doing press for Beasts. This was with Playboy, so I don't know how exactly.
And I understand he has quite a nice spread in Playboy, right?
Is that the truth?
I think, yeah, people are reacting to his spread. I don't know that it's, like, nude or anything, but it seems to be getting some attention. But anyway, in this Playboy article,
but if it happens as quick as the Flash, we won't even know.
You might have already seen. You've already seen everything.
Yeah. So this is what he said. Nothing is ever certain in this world, but as certain as things get, we're making an effing, but he says fucking, okay, well, crazy dope.
Who doesn't know that?
Crazy dope Flash movie. It's one of my great life dreams, and just the fact that we're on the way. Anyone who knows and who knows about Barry Allen knows he may arrive late, very late. But once he gets there, it's all solved. We have to trust.
As far as meaningless, innocuous quotes from actors about movies that are out of their pay grade, as far as when they get greenlit, go. That's a good one.
I agree. I agree.
That's, like, different than, like, all these other guys being like, yeah, I know, I don't know, we don't know. I mean, that's playing it smart, Ezra.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And now I do believe that he is going to be the Flash. And for a while in 2018, I did not think he was going to be the Flash.
Yeah, me too. I was saying that all the time.
I thought they're just creating distance so that when they cut him. But no, they seem all in the Ezra Miller business and Warner Brothers, that is.
You know what we don't have to speculate about, though? Because we think the Flash is going to happen, but we know
that certain shows are kicking ass currently.
That currently Titans is cooking butt. And if you are a DC fan, which you probably are because you're tuning into DC movie news, so
yeah, you got the wrong show if you thought this was about Washington. Disappointed. No Trump news here.
Guys, you're definitely going to want to check out the latest live action series, Titans, and it's available now on DC Universe, something that Adam and I both have and are loving. The series premiered on October 12th, and new episodes are available to stream every single Friday, which we do before we come here. It's a great little morning. Adam likes to have his coffee along with it.
I do.
Titans was the first original series to launch on DC Universe, and it follows a group of young, soon-to-be superheroes. We're seeing them transition to that right about now. Dick Grayson as Robin. He's been at it for a little bit. Rachel Roth as Raven. She's pretty new to the game. Corey Anders as Starfire, my personal favorite. I'm obsessed with her right now. Boy, is she a hottie, too. And Gar Logan as Beast Boy, also pretty dope. The group gets caught up in a conspiracy to bring about hell on Earth. They become a surrogate family and team of heroes, which is so sweet. It's a gritty take, though, on the Teen Titans franchise. So in case you're like, already seen it, you know, I was a kid when I used to watch it. Trust me, this is a totally different Titans. It's from executive producers Akiva Goldsman, Jeff Johns, Greg Berlanti, Greg Walker, Sarah Schechter, and John Fawcett. Some of our favorites. Titans explores one of the most popular comic book teams ever, and it's available only on DC Universe. Oh, you knew what I was going to say?
Yes.
DC Universe.
I didn't even have it in front of me, and I knew it.
And, of course, it's on all your favorite devices. It's only $7.99 a month, or if you're smart about it, which Adam and I both have been, yeah, you can get a yearly membership for 20% off. Let's be honest. You're going to get it for the full year anyway, so save yourself them bucks. Join the Ultimate DC Membership at DCUniverse.com. That is DCUniverse.com.
Yes, well said.
Thank you, sir.
So Chris Pine is going to be in Wonder Woman 2.
Which we've known for quite a little bit now.
WW84.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just, again, we still have no idea how he's making it into this film. But recently in an article, he said that when they were shooting the first one, he was made aware by Patty Jenkins that he could be in the second one.
Yeah, which is interesting because we really, at the time, people really did not think that he was going to be. So good job keeping your mouth shut on this one. Let's find his quote. Not all surprised when he was being asked about this. Patty had told me this idea somewhere in the middle of the first one. And when Patty gets an idea, it's a pretty powerful thing because you can see the kernel land in the dirt. And then all of a sudden, it just starts growing and become a tree. You know, she can make you do anything. Don't you love hearing a director can make you do anything?
By the way, have you seen Outlaw King?
No.
It was great.
I've heard good things.
I've only seen a couple of Netflix movies because a lot of times they're boring.
No, they are not. They're amazing. There are so many Netflix movies I will recommend to you.
Okay, please do.
But like
I've seen a couple of them.
You have to did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
Okay. Not really.
So I was going to say you have to eat a sandwich before, which is a euphemism on the show for you have to get high before.
Oh,
it's really fun.
I got excited about eating a sandwich.
Yeah. You know, when you eat a sandwich, Netflix movies really
pop. What was
really
the show that you're talking about?
I really love... What was the show?
Yeah, that you're talking about to eat a sandwich before.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh.
No. It's the show that comes from. The
right.
ones I'm talking about, the package is the movie. Not a show, it's a movie.
The package.
The package
movie
is, I think, super fun. I really like Set It Up.
Okay.
That's really good. There was one that was unbelievably outrageous.
The one with the workaholics guys? That was funny.
No, what was the rom-com? It was a rom-com. I'll figure out what it was.
Anyway.
And to all the men I loved before.
So Outlaw King is great. Love,
but the Kissing Booth. You got to see the Kissing Booth.
All right, I'll check
these
out.
It's wild.
So Chris Pine. So I just wrote down my theory. I just wanted to ask where your current theory is about... And feel free to play along with this, too, in the chat roll or at home or on iTunes if you're listening there. On what do you think happens? How is Steve Trevor in this film? What's your theory? I wrote mine down here so you don't think I'm stealing from you like you always do. What is your current Steve Trevor theory?
We've talked about this before, and I think that it's not grandson. I think that we've talked about if the gods had play in him being able to come back, that kind of thing. So I really don't know.
I wrote
big contract negotiation.
Zeus thanks Diana for, you know, saving humanity, but now Steve is the fish out of water. So much like the dynamic in the first film we're going to see where Diana is the first time in the world of men, now she's been living in this world.
What do you mean Zeus thanks Diana? By giving her Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
here
the
you go.
You.
Here's the love of your life. I'm giving him back to you.
But then why, when we hit Justice League, does it feel like Steve's been gone? So you do think he is...
Oh, because retcon.
Oh, because retcon.
Because retcon.
Because retcon.
Because at the end of the day, as we're learning from like these movies that are ignoring bad sequels, retcon to tell the story.
I don't mind retcon.
Don't, yeah. You know what? It's like, I don't know why people get, no continuity. Who cares? How many Bibles are there?
Yeah.
Right? How many versions of the Fantastic Four origin on there? Like, it's okay.
Let's go to some of the people in the chat right now. Ivan Soto says, I think Diana is hallucinating Steve Trevor. Honestly, maybe Diana is still grieving him. Do you think that that's a possibility?
No. Although, I do think there is a chance that in the end, he gets taken away somehow because he turns out to be some kind of, not apparition, but maybe someone in disguise or something like that.
Well, speaking of someone in disguise, Dick Peters in the chat says, shapeshifter like fake Amaya in Legends. Do you think it's a possible shapeshifter? Spoiler alert, it's Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's definitely out there. Like, you wonder if they're going to, like, leave it with them happily ever after at the end of 84. But then it's also like, you can't kill him again because you already did that. So he either has to turn evil or not have existed or end happily ever after. You can't kill him again because you already did it once.
Mark Ballum says a Skrull. I feel like that will be a little bit crossovery.
Okay.
Interesting theory,
like
though.
Like where your head's at.
Seattle KO says Steve Trevor, an android, like an American Horror Story.
That would be really stupid, but could happen.
Derek Spina says, Flash went back in time and got him for Wonder Woman of the future. P.S. Roxy, you're a cutie.
Okay, first of all, I think I'm pretty cute, too.
You are very
Second
cute.
Of all, no Flash in this movie.
Patrick Olinger says, it could be Steve Trevor's son who looks like him.
Definitely not.
I'm be so mad.
Yeah, that would be the worst kind of like soap opera, like your twin said. No, I think it's got to be Steve Trevor. I think Fish Out of Water. I think Zeus. That's what I wrote down. We'll see if it actually happens. You know, now that people are kind of getting over the fact that they're not going to get a Zack Snyder Justice League cut, there has been a new movement for, you've guessed it, a Suicide Squad cut by David Ayer.
We've got to stop. We have to stop. Not the show.
Stop asking for cuts? What are you talking about?
We have to stop being so entitled and demand. Like, now everybody wants a David Ayer Suicide Squad cut? Really? Because the Zack Snyder one's not happening, so we've just, like, refocused our...
Yeah, I don't know. You know what the thing is, like, even with like the Dick Donner cut of Superman 2, you could see where the movie was going and it would have been better, but you're not getting a full movie.
Yeah.
So I don't like this idea of like a movie that's like incomplete that you can kind of see. Like, I don't find that's to be a very satisfying
drink. Me neither. Ayer confirmed his vision had a different climax for the that featured the Joker more. The use of pop music throughout the movie was much less than in the final cut, and there was more fleshed out story arcs for the characters. So those are kind of things that people want to see. I just think enough is enough. Let it die.
Let it die. Let and be die. Happy that Margot Robbie is going forward and doing Birds of Prey. Like a lot of the. And then we might see Will Smith as Deadshot again. I really like that aspect of it, but did not like the movie.
If you eat a sandwich first, I'm telling you.
No, I had like a 3-foot hoagie before I saw Suicide Squad. Did not help that much. I mean, okay. I ate a lot of sandwiches.
Yeah. You and me both.
Great.
Packing on the sandwich pounds.
I got to check out How I Met Your Mother.
It's pretty great.
Venom, speaking of Marvel, has officially passed Justice League at box office.
This is unbelievable.
Well, for some reason, it's become like this thing that every time Justice League is just like this kid who every time he starts
somebody
to get
passes
up, somebody
it,
kicks
yep.
him down. He's like, oh!
Yeah. This is... I mean, if you told me when we started the show 4 years ago that in 2018 I would be talking about Venom passing Justice League at the box office, I would say, go F yourself in the bum with a sandwich.
I'd say, what you talking about, Roxy?
I would be like, are you kidding me? But
a movie with Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman
and
the Flash
and Aquaman.
Aquaman? No way.
No way.
And a Venom that's
versus
out
Venom.
Of the Spider-Man universe. Yep. Like, with no ties to Spider-Man.
And a Venom
Spider-Man.
With no Spider-Man in the movie.
And not even particularly done well graphically.
Yeah, and a movie that critics... destroyed.
Yeah.
It just, even though I liked it.
It just goes to show, like, sometimes, like, yeah, it can be tough to tap into the cultural zeitgeist. And sometimes something falls right in there, and it's the right thing for the time and place. But I do find that shocking. I really do. And the only reason I think it's worth it to bring up is because, like, and this is, again, why we're hearing, like, no plans for Superman anytime soon, and Batman is not being rushed into production, because, like... this should have been everything on a silver platter, a Justice League movie. And it was so wrong-headed. Like, this was a rebellion against the movie.
Yes.
So, I don't know. But you might think, hey, guys, your DC movie news, like, why are you guys so negative? Why are you talking about Marvel and this and that? And, like, love, love, love. I'm going to give you some positive news right now.
Give it to me, baby.
DC liking sandwich-eating mothers. Batkid is officially cancer-free.
So for anybody who doesn't know, we have talked about Batkid on this show many times before. 10-year-old Miles Scott, who everybody knows around the world as Batkid. They did
a doc about it, right? Yep. There was a documentary about it. And yep. and then what is that one called? Do you know?
I think it was just called Batkid something. Batkid. I'll look into
Help
it in a second.
Out. Help us out.
But he made headlines originally back in 2013 when the Make-A-Wish Foundation helped transform him into the superhero he'd always wanted to become.
They did a whole Gotham City. He had villains and all this stuff. And I believe Julia Roberts got the rights to this kid's story.
Is that true?
I believe. I don't think that is apocryphal to say. So we might now see like an actual movie about the Bat Kid story. But now there's a good ending.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – it's so amazing.
Hopefully.
And obviously, they always talk about how there still is no cure.
Right.
But being cancer-free is – a huge, huge thing.
Right. And, it can come back. It often does. But you got to think that a kid this young, being cancer-free this young, and with more advances in medicine only compounding year by year, I'd like to think the future is bright for Bat Kid.
I would love to see. I'm so excited. Oh, yeah. It was actually called Bat Kid Begins.
I thought so.
Yeah.
No, I
would love.
That up.
I would love to see, checking on this kid in 5 years, 10 years, see where he's at.
I hope he's not a dick.
I don't think he will be.
I'd be like, man, you were
Batman.
You
want him as Batman, not as Bruce Wayne?
Yeah.
Awesome,
guys, that's movie news. It's been fun. We're going to leave now.
No!
There's no more show to do.
Oh, don't do it to me.
Sorry.
I want to talk about...
Form of...
It's time for... Form of Chloroform Kid.
You did it again.
Oh, I did it again.
I don't know who Chloroform Kid is.
Okay, okay.
Is that like a bad YouTube video? It's time for...
It's time
TV.
For...
TV time. All the girls think Johnny's fine. Adam's Johnny is fine.
I'm flossing.
And he did a great job with his special.
Oh my God, Johnny did so great with his special.
He really did. He really did. You know what else is special?
Oh my God, you know what's special? When you have a TV, you like to put things on it. And if you're a fan of DC, and you should be, if you're listening to us, you want to put DC-related things on there. And before you were like, what can I watch in DC? I got nothing except Arrow. I got nothing except maybe Flash or Legends.
You don't even need a TV, honestly. You could have a phone or a computer.
Oh, you mean if you want to watch Titans, which is available on DC Universe, you could tune in. This premiered back in October. We just had episode 6. New episodes dropping every Friday. The first original series from DC Universe, many more to follow. And what is this Titans follow, you might say? Is this like the manga thing with the Titans that are really huge and they look like people and they're naked? Not that Titans. This one follows a group of young soon-to-be superheroes such as Dick Grayson / Robin, Rachel Roth / Raven, Corey Anders, Starfire.
Yeah.
Roxy got a crush on her.
I do.
Gar Logan as Beast Boy. So you recommend a lot of these kids. If you grew up watching Teen Titans, if you watch Teen Titans Go, this is a more mature, gritty take on those heroes. And they are out in this first season to come together, form a team, and prevent hell on Earth.
Some sensuality.
And there is quite a bit of sensuality. And a fun drinking game to play is which Robin drops more F-bombs. Harder than you might think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is brought to you by Academy Award winner Akiva Goldsman, Jeff Johns, who is, you know, the wunderkind of DC. And, I mean, you hear so much of Jeff Johns' voice in this show.
Yeah.
The banter, the deep cuts with the DC references, it's really there. Greg Berlanti, who has become a mastermind of bringing DC comics characters to life. Greg Walker from Extant, Sarah Schechter, who also works on a lot of the Berlanti shows, and is executive behind Supergirl, and John Fawcett from the very acclaimed and award-winning Orphan Black. Titans is exploring a live-action version of one of the most popular comic book teams ever, available only on DC Universe, on all your favorite devices. $7.99 a month, save 20%, get the yearly membership, join the Ultimate DC membership. One of my favorite things about this is you're watching a show like Jason Todd, episode 6 of Titans. And so if you got it on your TV, which I do, so I'm watching this with my Google Chromecast, which I've come to love. I love my dangle, and I let my dangle dongle, because you can also watch the CW app and catch up on past episodes there.
Yeah, that's right? True.
If you got a dangle, if you got a dangle and it's dongling. So when you open up the DC Universe app and you're watching the show, it will have all this Robin-related material. And not just like Robin comics. It has comics on there, but it'll also have episode of the Batman the Animated Series, episode of Young Justice. Anything that focuses on these characters will appear at different places on the app. So if you're watching the Doom Patrol episode, you're going to see cartoons, comics, all kinds of things in the app, bringing you up to bring you up to speed. So that is one of the coolest things. That's why it feels very much like a universe and not just a streaming platform like any other. I think it's more interactive, and here's something that DC beat Marvel to the punch on. And take the small victory. And if you want to learn more about the Wonder Twins, like Roxy, go watch those Super Friends shows. So you're not showing up and being Jan.
Wonder Twins
powers activate. Form of a geyser.
Form of microphone.
That's something that could be corrected by learning more about the Wonder Twins.
The microphones.
What is it, Jan and Zaymont? I don't even know. I don't even know their names. And I don't know which one is the female. I'm assuming Jan, but Jan might be the guy. I need to go watch it.
Let's talk a little bit about some shows that we are watching right now. Of course, we have Titans, which we're loving, we've talked about. But we also have all of our CW shows, including this week we had Supergirl, Black Lightning, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow, and The Flash.
I haven't seen any of them this week. I am caught up on Legends, except this week's episode. Caught up on Flash, except this week's episodes.
This week I am two behind
on Arrow.
All right. Well, I'm caught up on all of it, and I will spoil none of it for you. I think Black Lightning is probably my favorite of this week, Legends being right after that. But good episodes. Still, we're having really good seasons.
Of the CW ones.
Of the CW,
but
yeah.
Of all DC shows, what was your favorite?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yours is Titans right
By
now.
By far.
Yeah, great.
I think it's just because it's fresh, it's different,
yeah.
It's a different tone, and it also feels like the story is going somewhere. I love when, like, you have an episode that's all Robin. I told you, like, I can't say enough about it. Obviously, we're doing promos for the show, but as a fan, I just love seeing the stuff. It's like,
yeah,
it's some
cool.
of the best Robin stories ever.
Robin v. Robin in this most recent episode, again with no spoilers, was so cool. Like,
And spoilers right here for, you know, if you haven't watched
spoil?
Titans. I was just going to say, it's not a spoiler, we've talked about it before, just to say, I don't think there's going to be two Robins very long in this episode. Nightwing is coming possibly before the end of the season.
Yeah.
Like, we might even see an episode or two of Nightwing before this ends.
So you didn't watch Legends this week, but you heard there's a Swamp Thing reference?
I heard the reference, yeah, like, it was on the commercial saying, like, oh, we got to go look for this weird-looking swamp.
So there, no, but also we start the episode with them watching a movie that's called Swamp Thang with multiple A's in it, and talking about as many A's as there are sequels to the Swamp Thang movie series. You're gonna be so happy.
Okay,
it's awesome. It's freaking awesome. Let's also talk about one of our biggest pieces of news for the week. I love when this happens during TV time, which is that we got our Lex Luthor on Supergirl,
Mr. Luthor,
and it's none other than John Cryer, which people are really excited for because he's not new to being a Luther. So it's kind of
fun. Oh my god, that's right. He was in Superman IV, A Quest for Peace.
Yeah, as Lenny Luthor.
As Lenny Luthor. Oh my god, I totally forgot that.
You didn't get it until now.
And that is a movie that I will defend just for the Nuclear Man Superman fight.
You do you. You do you. Defend until you
destroy
can't
Superman.
Help.
Voiced by Gene Hackman. Nuclear Man is a clone made from Superman's hair from an exhibit. Lenny Luthor sneaks into this museum and cuts Superman's hair somehow, which he really shouldn't be able to do because it's supporting all that weight. But then they take that hair and then they throw in a couple of scraps of fabric. Then they launch like a nuclear missile into their son, and then like you do, Nuclear Man comes out.
I'm excited to hear how you guys are feeling about this casting. Do you think that John Cryer is the right choice? Let us know live in the chat right now or afterwards. Go on iTunes, leave a comment, or on YouTube, do the same thing. Right now in the chat, Ivan Soto says, Cryer as Luther is ridiculous.
That's so funny.
Archie says, horrible choice. Zeno Hour says, I love this choice, so inspired. People are all over the map, kind of. I think that this is awesome. Why the F not? It's Elseworlds. It's not like he's going to be on forever. It's just this crossover situation I believe that he's a part of. I mean, maybe he'll be on.
He might be back now.
That's actually not true, because he'll definitely – we've been talking about Lex for a while. Is he even in Elseworlds? I might have just made that up.
No, he's in Elseworlds. Okay. And Lois is too, yeah.
All right. Yeah, Lois is definitely, but we've been talking about – Is he going to be? Is he going to stay afterwards? You guys, let me know, because Lena has been mentioning him over and over again, and we finally got like some of his minions this season. That'll be interesting if he's a fan favorite, and then we work him in, or is he going to be more like Superman, where he just comes and goes with the
John Cryer is kind of a big deal, right? He just came off of like a big show for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's
the Two and a Half Men,
so he has probably more money than God at this point. I find it hard to believe that he's a series regular, but I think you...
Yeah, but I wonder how much he comes and goes and comes and goes.
I bet it's not the last time you see him.
I'd be excited
to see Batwoman. When is that happening?
Elseworlds? Yes.
Which is...
But you're saying...
New Year? January, right?
December.
Is that true?
Yeah. I thought it was January. No, I think it's December. Elseworlds. I have a computer in front of me that will tell me, though.
That was crazy.
Wonder Twins, activate. Let me look when it is. Can you talk for a minute?
Yes, I will talk. So, as mentioned before, Swamp Thing is officially in production. So, actor Kevin Duran has been added to Swamp Thing. Oh, he's in a lot of stuff.
December 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Okay. That's when it happened. So, Kevin Duran is added to Swamp Thing. That's a big deal.
So, when you hear Swamp Thing casting news, are you, like, attached to it more and more every time? Or are you just feeling like, okay, we'll see what this ends up being like?
I think the biggest news was what we got last week, is that, you know, we heard that the Swamp Thing is cast and Alec Holland is cast. So we know that the Swamp Thing is not going to be some kind of CGI thing, which I think would have been a terrible idea on a TV budget. That's really what I care about. But Kevin Duran, he's who I'm thinking of. Like, he's the guy that was just on the Vampire Show for a bunch of The Strain, right? Like,
he was, I know him mostly from Lost, but he was on The Strain for 46 episodes. American Dad, he does
he does a lot of stuff.
Tons of things. Vikings, some of his top credits on IMDb: X-Men Origins, Wolverine, and Fred Dukes. I Am Number 4.
He was Fred Dukes. He was the Blob. Robin Hood. Right.
He was Little John.
Right. He was in the Hugh Jackman robot punching movie. He was in too.
Hmm.
So that's great.
Tons of things. Do we know what he's going to be? One of those big recognizable faces. And I think that they released that he is going to be Floronic Man. So,
oh, the Floronic Man. Yes. That's a big deal.
That excites you.
Good. This does excite me.
Good.
I can't wait for Swamp Thing.
Prickly genius.
Finally, I think there was a little new info on the Watchmen series coming from Damian Lindelof.
I think it was not coming from Damon Lindelof. It was coming from Tim Blake Nelson.
Oh, I said Damian. It's Damon.
Yeah, but that's fine.
It's all for you, Damian.
There's all different Damians out there, too.
I was thinking
Tim Blake
Wayne.
Nelson, who says something about the show. We really derailed it here towards the end. He was talking to Collider, and he said, I talked to Lindelof on the phone, and it was an evolving process for Watchmen, which in part is what makes Damon so interesting. He, like the Coens, is very much in control, but he also improvises to a degree with what he has. I read my character, and I found him interesting. But one doesn't want to leap into television without knowing where a character is headed. And Damon frankly said, well, I'm not sure about this guy and whether he's going to be enough for you to where you would want to play this role. I'm not sure that having you in this role would be gesturally right in terms of the casting with what I have in mind for him. You may be, in a sense, too big of a gun for a shoot to shoot a fly, which is kind of an interesting thing for somebody to say to somebody who's working on their stuff.
It is. It is. And he was great. He was almost the leader in the Incredible Hulk, right? Because he was in the Incredible Hulk movie, and he was almost the Mole Man in Fantastic Four, because he was Fantastic Four, and he was the guy, but then they changed that character in the horrible Fantastic Four movie. Mm-hmm. And now, so he's no stranger to this world.
And then, by the way, just so you guys know, he did kind of, Damon Lindelof did change his mind a little bit, and he thought about it, and he was like, you know what, I really think you could enlarge this role and make it work, and that's kind of how it happened. And then he also talked about this adaptation is way beyond a standard adaptation. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but it'll be interesting to see what that is.
I can't wait to see what that is. That's all the time we have for everyone. We will see you next time on DC Movie News. I'm Adam Gertler. You can find me online, Twitter, Instagram, at Adam Gertler. Check out new episodes of FX Movie Download on Friday. Buy yourselves a Ninja Foodie if you like cooking and stuff. I just made some jambalaya in my Ninja Foodie with alligator sausage that I also made yesterday.
For me?
Nope. For a date. Went well. That's me. Roxy, put yourself over.
I'm Roxy Stryer. You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Also, you can find me Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on Collider Live in the morning. You can find me Fridays on Screen Junkies. You can find me Wednesday nights at The Tomorrow Show. Also everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. And don't forget to follow my Patreon, patreon.com/Roxy Stryer, where I give you guys bedroom reviews, where I review all movies before they come out. And also Smoke Tree Explain TV, where I get eat sandwiches and talk about episodes of TV.
And also check out Johnny LaQuasto. Look for information about his upcoming special
at Jay Quasto.
And Mike Kalinowski
at Mike Kalinowski.
And we'll see you next time on DC Movie News.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.